Yep, we're right back with another audio boo, Chiefy and Shipwreck. We also saw Activision stuff.
Yeah, there was their booth is really strange. It's strange every year. They have like a really large screen, and then their whole booth is kind of like
a floor.
And most of the time, you wonder what is this doing? And then all of a sudden, when your appointment is at the same time that the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 countdown is going on,
the trailer,
you realize that there's like. Everybody at E3 is just crammed into Activision's booth. It's so many people there to watch a trailer.
Right. It reminded me of Sony's booth at Tokyo Game Show, where just it's always butts to nuts, people watching a trailer on a loop, timed loop. So, what games did we see there?
Yeah, fortunately, we get to go behind that whole screen, and there's rooms back there for the media to look at.
Right.
And we saw Call of Duty Modern Warfare. We waited about 35 minutes back there for that, and it ended up being the same exact footage that was at the Microsoft press conference.
Yeah, that was like a waste of 35 minutes right there. And then they showed another part after that, but we had to go. It was one of those scenes where you're dropping the you're calling in the strike. Oh no, you're like in the helicopter with the.
It was one of the ones where you're in the sky and everything's black and white, and you're shooting stuff down.
I like
stuff.
Those.
Yeah, it looked good. Like, and it actually. Seeing it on a normal size TV, or at least a little bit more normal size TV than was at the press conference, it really made the water effects and everything. It looks amazing.
The scuba suit effect, like it looked amazing. Yeah,
yeah. And then we saw the new Silicon Knights game, X-Men Destiny. What did you think about that?
I think its Destiny is a 62 on Metacritic. No, it did not look good. Man, I don't know what's going on over there.
I don't either. Like, I thought this was going to be decent, I thought. I mean, I like Too Human. Like, I was going to give Dyack the benefit of the doubt that this was going to turn out well. I mean, it's got the X-Men franchise.
You can't make an X-Men game and not let the people play as the X-Men characters. You play as three made-up characters.
Right. You play as either a girl or two different dudes. That's not really even the issue, though. It was just, there's so much, it's not an interesting game. It looks like a bad movie tie-in game.
Right. It just, graphically, it doesn't measure up. Yeah, it looks budget.
Yeah, all the, like, the main enemies that you're fighting, at least in the demo, were these dudes with, like, backwards baseball hats on and night vision goggles, and they all looked and talked the same, but there was, like, 50 of them that you were fighting.
Once again, it's just, there's so much impressive stuff here that a game like that, which is... you know, like mediocre at best, comes across looking even worse. So and I don't think anybody just wants to play an X-Men game and not be a real character. It's like we saw X-Men First Class while we were here.
Well,
it's like
don't spoil that though.
But. Well, it's like being the black guy. And, you know, hey, I'm the character that you never heard of before, made especially for this movie. Everybody, you love me right away, right? I'm your new favorite character, right? So, yeah, I don't know. That was disappointing. And I think, was that it for Activision?
That's all we had time for, because it took so long to get to the Modern Warfare thing, that we would have liked to have seen Prototype. I would have liked to have seen Spider-Man.
Right. They did the same thing when we saw Tomb Raider. They showed the same footage from the Xbox.
Well, they showed more there, though, too.
Yeah, but I fell asleep for that part. But we'll
talk about that later. Yeah, that looks awesome.
When we talk about Square Enix later, we're gonna hit that up. And also... we'll give you a review of the Cheap Ass Gamer party last night at Broadway Bar, which I went really well. It wasn't nearly as crowded as I was afraid it would be.
No, it was good. The space was a lot more open. It had two outdoor areas, an upstairs and downstairs. Everybody was super nice. Like, everybody did a great job of drinking beer for free. They did a really good job about that.
A few people had to get carried out because they got too drunk.
Yeah, there was people making out upstairs.
And downstairs.
And downstairs and in the bathroom.
I think it was Cliffy B. I'm pretty sure.
There was some dry humping going on. So, it was a great party. It was a lot of fun.
And everybody was really nice.
Oh, and Metal H123, CAG Metal H123, he made a little metal cheap-ass gamer keychains.
Controller-shaped.
Yeah, very cool. That was very nice of him.
That was nice. And people are really nice. It's so nice to throw that party, and people are so polite and come up and thank us, and it's really nice to see everybody. So it was the party for the people.
That sounds like a good slogan.
Right. Well, okay, so now I think that's it for now, and like I said, we're seeing a lot of great stuff later today, so we'll be hitting you up later. See ya.